Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
B-Pod Studios.
Straightforward.
You lose too, big boy.
No holds barred.
I'm starting to think this guy's a con man.
Sports talk.
I got it. All right, I got it.
Felger and Maz, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Michelle gets around the edge, and then he picks up a first down at the play stands.
Sony Michel dropping his shoulder on two consecutive runs is a good sign for that kid, because a lot of people think, okay, he's a guy that wants to run the daylight, that maybe on some short yardage stuff isn't as physical as you wanted to be in his rookie year. So let's see how he gets better in year two. And that's two good signs of him trying to look the contact to run it over.
A handoff, a delay by Michelle. Another cut out of a tackle. A cut back across the 30. It's a highlight reel run for Sony Michel.
Oh, man, what a jump cut. And this isn't north-south. This is shifting speed three times within one run. Backside, boom, right there. You make the safety miss. You step out of that. There you go. Now you get the backer. You cut back inside. And there it is right there. The dropping of the shoulder again. That's three times against a physical team. This isn't to what people call an inferior opponent. This is a tough-built defense that Carolina has had over the years.
Hour two, Felger Maz leads to some Patriots thoughts with Maz and his Rodenheiser take.
Yep, hot takes brought to you by Rodenheiser Plumbing, Heating, AC, and Electric. Go to Rodenheiser.com to learn more about AC. So look, since we're doing this today, is that what we're doing?
Ooh, how do you like Michelle now, Maz? Ooh, does he suck and blow?
I mean, you mentioned Sony Michel.
He sucks. He blows. That guy's awful.
Okay, so. I mean, of the two, this one or give me the luck one again. We got two whoppers today,
If you were a follower of the Patriots and you would not trade Tom Brady for Andrew Luck, you're beyond dumb.
Don't you feel like an idiot?
Anyway, the Michelle.
So I just thought I would say, you know, since we're doing this today, he looked pretty good.
Didn't he?
He did. He looked pretty good. I thought he looked better than he did at any point last year. Now, it would still be nice if he could get in at the goal line on short yardage. He had a little trouble with that again. They had to give the ball to Devlin to dive in for the touchdown. But that aside, he just looked quicker to me. It looked better all the way around. He looked more elusive. You know, the jump cuts. I at some point, I'd love to see him, like, run away from everybody for a touchdown. That would be I'd like to see that element in his game. He just looked more explosive to me in that game than he did maybe at any other point last year.
No question. I'd also like to see him operate out of the one-back set versus always just following Devlin, because I think that makes him a little predictable when it's just him and Devlin out there. I'd also like to see him catch the ball. So there's still things I want to see from Sony Michel to feel good about him as a, you know, first round running back and a real difference maker. But he looked terrific the other night. I said, Maz, on Friday when you were out, that looks like a man who saw some competition and responded accordingly, because Damon Harris looked really good in that first week. And wouldn't you know, Michelle starting that next preseason week and, you know, shows something. So it's not a coincidence.
No, can never be a bad thing. And again, I'll take whatever elements you want to give me. And the passing game one's a big one. Like, if he can get into a situation where, or develop into a player that can be a factor in the passing game, that changes everything.
Did you do your Rodenheiser for the full take there?
Yeah,
I did. You read?
Yeah, I did. And look, there were a couple of other things that struck me from that game. Probably the same things that struck everybody. The Brady Jacoby Myers thing, which I told you, to me, I wanted to see. Like, I wanted to see what that looked like. That was a train wreck. That was horrendous. Absolutely awful. And so now, oddly enough, Brady leaves the game. Stidham goes in, and Myers looked like Myers again. Like, so that just, like, to me, goes to show you that it's not there. It's not there with Brady and Myers. And
who do you put that on?
Good question. I hadn't thought of that.
Well, it's got to be on Myers, right? Except, and I'll play a sound, because, again, we did this on Friday. This is for you, Miz. So, first of all, Brady's asked about Jacoby Myers and when he stopped on that, you know, skinny post where he should have kept going.
Right.
And Tom said it come with time, and so we didn't really throw him under the bus, but wasn't super supportive either. Sort of said that's something that, you know, you're going to read in time and blah, blah, blah. And then Brady's asked about Philip Dorsett, who he was, I think, 5 for 5 going to and just started feeding Dorsett because that's the only guy he knew on the field. His completions were to Philip Dorsett, Rex Burkhead, and Ben Watson. And there's no coincidence. And he goes 0-3 to the new guy because he has, you know, he's just, he has trouble getting on the same page with new guys. And we usually blame the new guy. And so anyway, Brady's asked about Philip Dorsett. Here's what he says, Mason.
You seem to find Philip Dorsett quite a bit. Yeah. Was a lot of that a matter of familiarity or him getting open?
Yeah, I think both. And I think that it's Philip is a guy that I play a lot of football with. So I have a lot of trust in, again, when you don't have the full experience is a great thing in football if you use it well. And I think, you know, our experience together, you know, pays off. I read his body language. You know, I think the great thing about Phil, he takes advantage of his opportunities. And, you know, a lot of guys have been injured this preseason. Phil plays all three wide receiver positions, remembers all the coaching points from all the times we've talked about certain things, even though he may not have done it. He goes in there and does it the way that coach wants it done. So I love playing with Phil. He's been a great contributor to our team, and he had a great night.
Okay, trust, experience. We played a lot of football together all the times we've talked about it.
Brady trying to help him with the roster decisions? Is that the deal?
I mean, I think that's clear. But my takeaway, and so was Ted Johnson. I'm glad he said it first, too, which was, well, Tom, if you're worried about getting on the same page with guys, it might help if you show up in the offseason. I mean, they're there. So you could help that process by being here in March when they're all going through the stuff and you're, you know, floating off of boats in the Mediterranean.
I mean, as he was giving the answer, that's what popped into my head. Like, you know, working with the guy, and I'm thinking, well, where were you?
Yeah, I mean, so I think that's, so yeah, I mean, definitely I put it on Myers over Brady, but I don't think Brady helps matters by just showing up for the 3 days in June and then not until training camp.
I mean, to me, I think it's, so I didn't take it there when you said, who do I put it on more? I thought, well, is he running the wrong routes or something? The timing's off, so ultimately I put it on both of them.
Stibb and Myers don't seem to have a problem. They've been working together for months.
So that's a fair point. It is. It's a fair point. And if the timing is disrupted, if they're not on the same page, well, it's because they haven't worked enough together. Although you hear that in practice, they've been good.
Right.
Right? So in practice, when they've been working together, it's been fine. So what was it about the game? I do wonder with Myers if, I don't know, Stidham comes into the game, the starters are off the field. Now is there a little bit more separation? Is there a little bit more room?
Definitely there's. I mean, that's the number one thing. Outside of the drama that, you know, we're trying to build. Stidham and him are going against backups. So that's probably number one.
I mean, at the end of the day, maybe that's why the guy was an undrafted free agent. He just can't separate against elite players, you know, first stringers in the NFL, and against other guys, he can. I mean, he's right in that little window. So, I mean, but that stuck out. And, you know, look, I would say a couple of other things, just as a quick aside, since you mentioned Brady, the play of the night to me was that throw to Izzo.
Yeah, it was nice, huh?
What a play that was. And I didn't put this in the exchange we had this morning. I'm actually a little bit more encouraged in their tight ends pass catching ability than I otherwise would have been. A little. Lacoste, when he was in there early in the preseason, I thought looked pretty good. And that catch by Izzo was ridiculous. And the throw was ridiculous. I mean, that was a big time NFL play. Like, you don't just make that one on a daily basis. That's a hard play to make. But the other real takeaway was Gostkowski. Like, we're going to do this now? You build the team a certain way? Like, you're going to build a team that runs the ball, plays defense, has a punter that can kick it through the clouds, for crying out loud. You're going to have all of that. Then you're going to line up for a 43-yard field goal and shank it?
Again?
For the third game in a row? The first game was a 37-yarder. Then I don't remember what the one was in the second game, and this was 43 or 44. These are layups. They're going to start pulling this crap? This is what it's going to be? Kick the effing ball straight. It's not that tough.
The laces were in mess.
So two things struck me about that. First of all, when they showed the replay, and I know Zoe went off on it, I saw the ball spin with the laces here, and I went, this guy doesn't know to turn the laces the other way? Like, he can't put, he's a Stanford guy. He can't be that dumb. Like, that's like the first thing they tell the holder. Make sure the laces are out. Laces out. Right? I hate to go Ace Ventura, Pet Detective on you. But it's like laces out. That's as basic as it gets. And then the other thing is, Gostkowski's kicks, I'm not seeing the ball knuckle or anything crazy like that. I think he's yanking these things or pushing them.
My point is, just because the laces are in, do you have to miss it?
It's a 43-yarder. He shouldn't be able to miss the uprights at all from there.
Okay, so those are Maz's Pat's thoughts off the game and where they stand today. I'm curious about the receiver thing, because they got six, and there's no worming the way out of it. Now they easily could have kept Demaryius Thomas on PUP and saved a roster spot. They could have kept Josh Gordon on this NFI thing and saved a roster spot. So I think they're sort of backed themselves into six receivers.
Does that assume they were going to carry three quarterbacks?
Right, so something's got to give somewhere. Maybe there's only one tight end on the roster. Maybe there's only two quarterbacks. Six receivers is unusual, and that's not even counting Slater, which you would then say seven. But they could have easily stashed Thomas or Gordon, keeping him on one of those lists, and just save the roster spot for a couple weeks into the regular season anyway. And then, as Jim Irsay would say, don't make the decision until you have to.
Maybe they weren't expecting Gordon back.
Yeah, so, but either way, now here they are. So what does that mean? What does that mean for Myers? Because Brady, you know, I don't get just based on the game we saw, isn't exactly on the same page. So what does that mean for Myers? Does that mean there's six receivers, et cetera? So there's your little Patriots thought for you. Back to this and Andrew Luck right after these words.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Hey, it's Felger.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Something?
I don't know. Google it, Maz.
Listen to the podcast on the 98.5 The Sports Hub app.
That's idiotic.
Now back to Felger and Maz on Boston's home for sports.
He drops back and slides up. He's going to throw a long ball. The receiver pulled up, however, and the ball lands incomplete as Jacoby Myers stopped right around midfield.
Hey, quit right at midfield. Don't know why. Now you got to be able to run through coverage. It's third and forever, so you're third and eight. Watson's out in the flat. It's a skinny. And I see what Brady saw. He saw the safety sit. I mean, come on, Rook. You got to blow by that guy. Go get the ball for number 12 right there.
See how much Jacoby Myers had his ear chewed off in that prior series. There is no play that is over.
And also a good sign for Myers. He's in the lineup here in this empty set. One of the three wides for Brady to his right. Second series for the quarterback. Goes underneath off the shoulder pad of Myers. The pass slightly behind him as he gets decked by Jeff Thompson.
And it's a good time by Brady going right back to him, though, right there. So you go back to the young rookie, the undrafted rookie. Ball's behind him a little bit, but you got to make that catch. You're going to be in the mix with this crew, with the ones. You got to show you can get out there and function.
I'm curious about Myers. I mean, I like him. I think he's on the team. I think he's going to go with six receivers. But if they want to go with the traditional five, I don't know. Something's got to give there. Something you're not expecting is coming.
Yeah, I'd get rid of Hoyer.
And go with six receivers.
I would. Yeah, I would. And I gave this more thought, you know, over the weekend. Because I told you, you're going to build the team the way you build it. In other words, de-emphasize the quarterback and then get rid of the backup. Makes no sense. Except that then I thought about it. And if Brady goes down, and you need a backup for any length of time, you don't just need him for this year. Like, you know, the Matt Cassel thing in 08 was different.
Yeah.
Because Brady was coming back in 09. So, you know, you just needed a guy for 1 year. So having the guy that was familiar with the system, all that made sense. Now when you put him in, you're putting him in. I mean, that's it. Because Brady's probably done if there's some sort of season-ending injury.
You sure about this?
I'm just saying. You know, the odds are. Like, if he blows out another knee, it's probably over.
Yeah, I think so. But
okay, so, you know, again, I'm not saying 100% because with that guy, you never know. But I look at it and said, well, then you might as well start the clock on the new guy right away. Play him. So get rid of Hoyer. That's what I would do.
Okay, so anyway, Well, there's that. You know, Brady, again, just in this game, and we're not at practice. Those who've been at practice say Brady and Myers have had, you know, they have been hooking up. And there is something there. So I'll take their word for it. In the game, you didn't see it. So I wonder if that means anything. Back to your phones, as promised, Mike in Medford on Andrew Luck. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, first of all, Hook, you are a goof.
Okay.
All right? And Luck is mentally weak, right? He was born rich. He was given a job at Stanford. He was given a job at Indiana. He's probably never had to work for anything in his life. And I don't know. That's just what I think.
These are your people, Felger.
No,
that's that guy's 100% on board with you.
Nope.
I'm a goof.
He's judging.
I'm a goof, and he's team Felger.
You're just being disingenuous about it. So, and I don't agree with him either. See, he's assessing Andrew Luck as a man, as a human being. I'm not doing that. I'm doing it as a football player. As a football player and as a franchise quarterback.
Do you wish your tight end were wired differently?
He quit
in March.
Yeah.
He had plenty of football in front of him.
And you know what? I didn't love the timing of that one either. I was pissed at that one too, Marshall, if you want to know the truth. Gronk screwed them because they ended up not being able to sign Jared Cook, and he didn't give them the word early enough so they could address it in the draft, really. He screwed them. He totally screwed him.
But is he wired differently? Is he not wired like a real football player?
Yeah, to me, they're not the same because, I don't know, I feel like Gronkowski accomplished everything he could have accomplished. I mean, he's the greatest tight end who's ever played.
He wasn't injured, though.
He played 9 full seasons, not full. I mean, you know what I mean. He played 9 years, won multiple championships. I don't know. His thing just sort of makes more sense to me where you would say, you know, I've done everything I set out to do. Where that's not luck. I mean, that's not luck. And most quarterbacks I know and that we followed and we put on a pedestal push it and push it and push it and refuse to leave and because they can't live without it. And it's too bad that Andrew Luck isn't wired like that.
But Gronk, you know, it's football, right? You said they love football. That's all they want to do is play football.
I think
we're all wired up to hear Gronk give some BS press conference tomorrow in which he's going to announce a big pile of nothing.
I forgot all that.
And everybody's all geeked up for that, but it's not about football. Apparently, he doesn't love football the way you'd love your football players to love football because
he was
fully able to play it and opted not to.
I think as time went on, he began to like it less. Yeah, I do. I think that's obvious.
Look, Belichick tried to trade him for crying out loud. I also think that the time span matters. Gronk didn't have a lot of time left. I mean, that was going to end sooner or later.
And that's another variant. That's right.
Luck had more than half his career still left. I mean, he played for 7 years and he missed, what, 2 of them? Like a year and a half. So, and I'm not, again, Marshall, I'm not dumping on him from walking away from the game. I'm dumping on him for the timing of it.
Okay, well, this guy over here is dumping him on him for walking away from the game. And by the way, Gronk and Andrew Luck are, what, a year apart in age? Why does Andrew Luck only have half of his career or only played half of his career, but Gronk was almost done?
Because these quarterbacks play to 40. Tight ends don't play to 40.
Exactly.
Okay. I mean, you've got an excuse for everything. Like,
Gronk's okay because he accomplished
a bunch of stuff, and that's okay. So he doesn't love football, but it's okay because he accomplished stuff. He also wasn't hurt the way Andrew Luck has been hurt. He wasn't constantly rehabbing.
Oh, my God, Marshall.
No, he was not
constantly hurt.
Are you kidding me? He had debilitating back injuries that he fought through year after year.
How many back surgeries did he have? Four or five
back surgeries. Freaking nuts. I mean, Huck, a little bit is you don't really know what you're talking about, which is okay.
Okay.
But I know nothing what I'm talking about. A little bit. I mean, a little bit. To expect a tight end to play the same length as a quarterback or those spans are in any way comparable, they're not. They're not. Not even close. Spencer in Georgia. Go ahead, Spencer.
Yeah, just a comment on Maz's take from 6 freaking years ago. I think it's still the 7. Right take. 7 years. I think it's still the right take. I mean, who knows what Luck would be as a Patriot 7 years later? And it was a hypothetical thing to begin with. And these Patriot fans, you got to realize no one, I don't care how much of a honk you were, you weren't expecting a 42-year-old man to start for your football team 7 years later. And on top of that, if the three teams we beat in the past 4 Super Bowls or whatever, if they make 1 or 2 plays, Brady's Jim Kelly 2.0.
So, I mean, I agree with some of that at the time. So, again, the statute of limitations for takes was 3 years. I thought we established that. But we're allowing you to go back 7 today because this was a whopper from Maz and I. Maz has the money quote. again, we'll just
If you were a follower of the Patriots and you would not trade Tom Brady for Andrew Luck, you're beyond dumb.
So, but we have the whole thing.
This kid is going to the Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
He is going to be that good. He is that good. He is that good.
So this was 7 years ago, November of 2012. So Brady was 35 at the time.
Something like that.
So maybe we're a little early.
No.
Yeah, we were a little early.
Better to be early with a take than late with a take.
But you know who agreed with us?
Bill.
Bill. You know who agreed with us? Is the coach. So we were grading Brady on the actuarial tables of everyone that came before him. By the time you get to 37, 38, you're pretty much, that's last legs.
So look at his numbers from those couple of years in there. He was in decline.
Small D.
Wait, you just said that all quarterbacks play until they're 40.
Yeah.
And you told me that tight ends don't play until whatever, but your starting tight end for your team is what, 38 years old? Tony Gonzalez played until he was 38 years old. So there are two examples right there that tell me that Gronk had 8 years left on his career.
Is Watson 38?
I think he is.
Oi.
Isn't that unbelievable?
All right. Wow.
But wait. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, typically,
can all be true. Mark.
Well, no, that is all true. I mean, if you want to, so you say tight ends play as long as quarterbacks?
I'm just telling you that your numbers that you gave me moments ago was all quarterbacks play till they're 40, and then you just said the actuarial table for quarterbacks says they're done at 38.
Do you think tight ends play as long as quarterbacks?
No, but I don't think
I'm
30 years old is the end of his career.
Jimmy, put it back in your pants. You've made Jimmy so happy. Look, he's just beaming back there. He's just beaming. Do you think tight ends play as long as quarterbacks? No. The witness may step down. They don't.
Not yet.
I didn't realize Watson was 30.
But the career is not over at 30.
It doesn't have to be, but I think Gronkowski fell out of love with football too.
Okay,
and that's
then.
Too bad, and we're all worse off for it. That sort of sucks.
Where was the show where you ripped him and called him not soft, but not wired
I'm
for
sure
football?
I'm sure we can find it, because we've ripped all of them at one point in time. So we can find the sound.
I think that was November of 2015.
I'm sure. But at the time, so Brady lasted longer than we thought, than they thought. And we'll see. Maybe the whole actual aerial tables on these quarterbacks is just, it's more by advanced training. Excuse me. Or the rules and the way they're protected, all these things. So we were a little early on Brady, but maybe so was Bill.
Hey, listen, I told you, go look at Brady's stats until Garoppolo got here in the 4 years preceding. They went down every year. And Marshall, he was what? By the time Garoppolo got here, he was 37. So let's give Luck until 37. 8 more years. Is Gronk playing 8 more years?
I don't know. Tony Gonzalez did. And I'm told Gronk is the best tight end ever, right?
Right. Jimmy Stewart's new favorite person, Marshall. Hook with the update, then we're right back. You want to do a Red Sox minute, Maz? You got a few pent-up Red Sox thoughts?
Yeah, about a minute would be good.
Okay, we'll do that.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Felger and Mass.
Just your classic sports radio sort of thing. Opinion, phone call, commercial.
The stories of the day.
Claire, put the deck squirrel down!
In their unique way.
This is what we do.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And cut.
Swung on and missed to strike him out, and that's the ball game. 3-1 the final. San Diego takes it. A 1-2-3 ninth inning. And the Red Sox take 2 out of 3. The day off tomorrow, and then taking on the Colorado Rockies.
All right, it is technically a reentry Monday with Maz, so a quick Red Sox minute here. I'll just say off the top, what a typical loss that was. They win 2 straight with that Royals sort of tag-on game. That would have been 3. Another little point, little doors, you know, just a sliver of the door ajar. Can they still fight the way back into it? Lamb of an opponent, easy sweep opportunity, and just another little reason to keep us engaged. Just a little bit, and they blow it. They lose to some Lamb. And that is just, isn't that a typical Red Sox loss?
It's the way the whole year has gone. Again, and on a day where other teams that they are contending with for a playoff spot lost. So they had a chance to gain a game. There was a similar day like this, I don't know, a week ago, where they had a chance to gain ground, they lost, and they didn't. And if you just, now look, they've been winning 2 out of 3, but that's not good enough anymore. We all know that. If they had just whittled this down to 4, right, or even 3.
It feels so different.
Wouldn't you look at it and go, you still got 4 games with Tampa Bay head-to-head. Not over yet. I mean, they could totally play their way back in it. Which brings me to J.D. Martinez, who's whacking the ball all over the ballpark in San Diego over the weekend. Do you know that since the 8-game losing streak, J.D. Martinez is hitting almost 400 with an OPS of like 1,300? Hmm. Meaning he has been like, you know, an absolute wrecking ball. Not interesting. Soon as they're out of it, J.D. Martinez has started to hit. You know what else happened during that period of time, too, is mysteriously, once they were eliminated, that Rick Porcello started to pitch a little bit better. Porcello now looks like the guy he was for the large majority of his career. Porcello, J.D. Martinez. What do those two guys have in common? Let's see. They both played for the Red Sox. Oh, that's right. They're both going to be free agents, maybe. Oh, isn't that funny? That all of a sudden there's maybe money at stake and they decide to play. Well, Porcello has sucked all year long. He's been one of the worst pitchers in the big leagues. Now all of a sudden they get to the final 2 months and the games don't mean anything. He decides to pitch. Meanwhile, J.D. Martinez, who was basically a Triple Crown winner last year and should have been the MVP of the league. Sorry, Mookie Betts. J.D. Martinez was more valuable. Should have been the MVP. Was sort of good but not great all year long till now when he can opt out of his contract. Meanwhile, they get to this stage. David Price was maybe going to pitch on Sunday, but he didn't. And now, did you see this? They're going to activate him maybe on September 1 when rosters expand. So I guess the games before that aren't important. That mustn't mean anything. The whole thing with the Red Sox right now smells of selfishness. Like that, the whole thing smells of selfishness. They'll bring Price back when rosters expand. Salesman shut down for the year. That one's over. J.D. Martinez and Porcello, they're now playing well because contracts are coming up in November. It makes me hate them even more, if you can believe that. Like, I look at them now and say, I get it. Now that your selfish interests are at stake, you can actually motivate yourself to play. But it was time to come out of the gate in spring training and defend your World Series title. You didn't feel the need to do that. Oh, God, it drives me bananas.
Okay, one more Red Sox thought, and that is, according to the Globe, David Ortiz has hired former Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis. Remember him from the marathon.
Of course, the big guy.
The big fella. He's now being hired by David Ortiz to get to the bottom of his shooting in the DR. Your thoughts on that?
Even David Ortiz doesn't believe the news coming out of the Dominican.
Of course not.
Right? I mean, that's really what it tells you. And there's a spokesman for Ortiz that basically said he neither confirms nor denies any of those reports. Like he's, you know, he just doesn't believe him either way, one way or the other. And so I was reading up on some of this. You know, there was a big drug bust in the Dominican last week?
Sure, yeah.
With the LL Buzador?
Yep.
The guy who allegedly was the mastermind of the Ortiz hit?
Yes, sir.
And did you know that he had a residence in the same building as Ortiz in the Dominican?
Yes, I've heard that.
My goodness.
It really does not take Inspector Crusoe to start, I don't know, just wondering, is there a little something more behind the fact that the most recognizable person in the entire country got shot in a case of mistaken identity?
And then all of a sudden, you know, a couple of months later, there's a big drug bust involving, you know, the guy. One of the alleged suspects in the thing, or maybe a suspect in the thing. I don't know. The whole thing, the fact that Ortiz is hiring his own investigators should tell you plenty. That should tell you plenty. Even he doesn't trust the people in the Dominican. Because he knows. He knows. And who was it? Bob Holler had a story over the weekend that the head of the Dominican authorities down there actually works for MLB?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a conflict of interest there as well that he's going to promote and protect the interests of Major League Baseball when it comes to stuff like this?
The whole thing reeks to high heaven. What, Hook?
Didn't OJ hire people to find the real murderers? Isn't this similar to that?
I mean, really, the whole thing is just, you know, we've got the tip of the iceberg on this thing. Wait till we get to the bottom of this story, if we ever do.
One more real quick baseball. And did you enjoy the uniforms across Major League Baseball this weekend?
Go ahead, Marshall.
What the hell was that?
Black and white uniforms. There's the way to showcase real creativity.
Well, that'll bring
the
kids
in. Here's what
we're
going to do. Yeah. Here, we're just going to have them completely without color the same weekend that we let you put your names on the back, your thoroughly creative names. We can't read them because it's white on white or black on black. So great that you picked out a fancy nickname. We have no idea what it is. And you did it in the same weekend that the Dodgers and Yankees, two of the most classic, you know, just venerable uniforms in the game, are playing each other on the same field. They even asked Major League Baseball, can we wear our real uniforms for one of these games? MLB said no. And they said, no, you have to wear these ridiculous black and white thing that I think had the unique ability to piss off both the really old fans and the really, like, fans across the board. It didn't matter if you were 15 or 80, you didn't like the black and white uniform. So I don't know who the audience for that crap was.
I mean, seriously, when you're watching highlights of games, you're like, who's playing?
Oh, right? Ridiculous.
Who's playing?
And don't they get to sell more jerseys if they have more different colored uniforms? Mm-hmm. I mean, they're really basically just two jerseys now mm-hmm. they get to sell versus 60 if they had done the old thing.
Correct.
Yeah, Even in the All-Star game, they got to wear their own hats. Like, this is worse than everything.
Okay, so there's...
You know what's really scary? And you touched on it at the beginning. This was somebody's brainchild as to a good marketing idea.
Mm-hmm, for the kids.
Like, this was a way to actually, like, sort of make it fun and entertaining. Uniforms that made us feel like we were watching The Longest Yard. And again, the prison guards are playing the inmates.
Okay, so there's your baseball minute. You can weigh in on that if you want. We're mostly Andrew Luck and Patriots Day and how that relates to the Patriots. We have one more item we just want to get to that's near and dear to Maz's heart. So we'll do that in our long commercial-free segment next.
Stay tuned for more Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Boys and girls, I'm here today to present an exciting opportunity for togetherness.
Felger and Maz.
That's awesome.
Of course it is.
That's great.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Third and three, Richie James in motion to the right. Niners have moved out to their own 47. Garoppolo out of the gun. Dropping back to pass, looking deep down the right sideline. Has James in stride at the 20, and he's got the first down. A big chunk play, and Garoppolo found Richie James streaking down the sideline, a well-thrown ball, and the Niners in the Toyota red zone.
And you said it, Fitz. That was a perfectly thrown ball. Great job tracking the ball and making the catch there.
Yeah, that time.
And he had a little bit of pressure.
Well, the pocket was pretty clean. I mean, that play took a little bit of time to get down the field, and Jimmy Lawson in nicely hitting James in stride.
Speaking of future quarterbacks, guess who had a bounce back weekend, Maz?
Jimmy G. He throw the football like I like it to see. Paisan! At a boy! I told you I can't lose on Garoppolo.
What do you mean?
Can't lose. Either he plays well, and I was right, or he plays poorly. They don't pick up the bonus, the option bonus,
yep.
And Belichick brings him back.
Yep.
I got it all mapped out. I can't lose.
All right, so if you're bearing Garoppolo off of last week, and I was one of them, man, I thought that first preseason game was scary. The way he stood in the pocket and didn't feel pressure and just sort of looked like a totally different guy. And when you look at guys coming off of ACLs, the track record's not good. Even the best of the best, Brady's worst year, arguably, 09, coming back from the ACL. But you can look at other guys as well. Tough year, that first year back from the ACL. So is it lining up for Garoppolo in San Francisco? He had a little bit of a bounce back weekend, but you watched some of it. You said he still didn't look right in the pocket.
So look, the balls were on target and there were some windows to throw into, but I still don't think he's stepping into the throws like he should. I mean, to me, it looks tentative still. You know, on some, he was really thrown off his back foot entirely and the passes were completed, but I still don't think it looks quite right. I mean, the results were better. It was 14 for 20 for 188 and a touchdown, I think it was. So 60%, you know, and the numbers per completion, all that were pretty good. But I still look at it and say he's not. I think he's going to be this way the majority of the year. I'm telling you, I think there's a story coming in the spring. I do.
All right. Keep it in your pantalones, you son. All right, back to your phones. As promised, Paul in Bridgewater on this very topic. Hi, Paul.
Hey, thanks for letting me on. Hey, Jimmy Garoppolo looked terrible Sunday, but his attitude after the game was even worse. Well, during the game, he's standing there laughing on the sidelines. Brady would have been on the bench by himself wondering how to get better. That's point number one. Point number two with Garoppolo, San Francisco owes him like $60 million at the end of this year. There's a better trade than trading him back to the Patriots. Trade him to Indy. They need a quarterback right now. Guess who you trade him for? Jacoby Brissett. And I want to know what you guys think about that.
Okay, did Garoppolo play poorly over the weekend?
No, I don't know what he's talking about.
He had a good game.
I mean, he must be talking about two games ago.
It was like 14 of 20 with a touchdown and no.
So when listening to the San Francisco radio broadcast looking for that highlight, there was a lot of throws that were off target. There was a lot of receivers having to make up for Garoppolo's mistakes, things like that. But that was the one good highlight out of the two quarters he played.
Well, okay. He had the touchdown pass.
Yeah, there was one. There was a long completion on the right side, and then he dropped the ball in there nicely. It was a good throw. And then there was a touchdown to the left corner.
Right.
That was a good throw.
To the running back.
Yeah. So he had more than one good throw.
Either way.
Yeah.
Maybe it looked better on paper than it was. Fair enough.
Yeah,
I didn't see it.
Again, I think that, you know, they weren't all – he still didn't look like a confident, aggressive quarterback. That's all I'll say. And so, you know, but honestly, I'm telling you, part of me wants him to suck. Part of me does. I want him out on the market. I want to see what the Patriots do.
Ron in New Jersey on Andrew Luck. Hi, Ron.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to say, you know, Hook, I'm another Jersey native, and I'm on your side as far as this Andrew Luck thing is concerned because, you know, Felger, you used the phrase, it goes with the territory, when you were talking about rehab, I guess, and pain. But you know what else goes with the territory, I think, is that at this point he owes the fans and the organization and the NFL nothing. He took a pounding that Tom Brady hasn't seen probably since he was a peewee football player. And, you know, the fans, when you buy a ticket, you know that you're going to, you know, there's a high likelihood that guys are going to get injured and you're not going to see the stars.
Ron,
you know, if he had quit 3 hours before the first game, I would have been fine with that.
Ron, did I ever say that he owed anybody anything?
No, but I think that was the implication.
Now, so you guys are just inferring, and you don't like the tone or something. So he don't owe anybody anything, and his decision is his. And I said before, no use going through life miserable. Man, you know, like, I'm not going to ask you to do that. So you don't have to play for me or play for your fans or anyone else. I'm saying, as a fan, what would I want, though? What do I want? I want the quarterback who can't live without the game and the player who can't live without the game and has to have the game and has that mindset and is wired like that. And that makes probably for an unhealthy human being. But that's what we want out of our football players. And that's what I think the greats have. And Andrew Luck, unfortunately, didn't have it. But that he doesn't owe me that. He doesn't owe anybody that. He just didn't have it.
I told you, I don't love the timing of it. So the caller's talking about the timing of it. He could have said it before the first game. I'm telling you, if he had doubts way back when, and they said to him, give us one more, and they talked him into it in the spring,
one more isn't the third preseason game. Play out the year. Like, now what do they do? And look,
what do they do? They're going back in the lottery, so to speak.
Probably.
If this were an NBA team, they're counting ping pong balls. Because I think Brissett still is not a winning quarterback.
No, nor do I. I mean, the real thing to do is to suck for two more years and go for the kid at Clemson.
This kid at Alabama isn't worth it? I don't know.
Oh, but, Tua?
Yeah, I mean, but either way, I think they're back in the proverbial lottery, if you will. Scott and Weymouth, 30 seconds.
What's up, guys? Quick comment on Luck and then a question for you guys on the Pats and Brady this Thursday. I feel like Luck was a rookie. It seems like 3 years ago, the next up-and-coming superstar quarterback. It's weird that he retired at this specific moment, 2 weeks out of week one. In my opinion, there's more going on that we are privy to. Maybe it's professional, maybe it's private. As for Brady this Thursday, everyone said he's not going to play. I vehemently disagree. He doesn't have to start the game. How about this take? Why not bring him in the fourth quarter? Perhaps they're down 10 points.
Scott, I'm going to let you go. I'm not bringing Brady into the fourth quarter.
I want him nowhere near this game.
He doesn't need it. I don't think they need it. I said this on Friday, Maz. I think the Patriots are freaking loaded right now. And I mean loaded, like loaded for bear, that they're going to come out of the gate strong. Unlike their typical, you know, they usually come out sort of flat and Bill bakes in this sort of slow start and there's a hiccup early on and guys are blowing assignments defensively and things like this. That's a typical start. Typically, they'll lose a game or two in the first month or two of the season. We're going like, what's wrong with this team? Blah, blah, blah. Then they win 9 of 10 and go to the Super Bowl. Like, that's their usual track. I think this year we're going to have to put up with undefeated talk going deep into November, December, because I think they're going to get off to a really good start because I think they look good. I think they're sort of dialed in. I think those joint practices sort of force them to put in the work. And from Brady on out, I just think they have a different feel this year than they normally do. I think they're going to come out of the gates really strong.
So the only question I have really is the efficiency and effectiveness of the passing game because of all the variables there. I mean, no Gronk. Edelman will be there, so we haven't seen him yet. I'm not really worried about that. When Edelman's on the field, they'll be better just by default, for crying out loud. But even if they just have to run the ball, and again, it's hard to gauge against Carolina, okay, because Carolina has never been an explosive offensive team per se. But even so, when they line up on defense and you look and see all the players out there, don't you like it?
Yeah, heck yeah.
I mean, and that kid Cowart, again, flashed in that game the other night.
So that's the other thing. I think the last two drafts have started to come through. When I see a handful, half dozen young players that can play, it looks like. So if the veterans or if Bill's doing the usual thing with the slow start or the slow build with half of his roster, well, the young kids aren't on that schedule. They're ready to go right now. And I don't know. I think that's given a different look as well.
I mean, there's a lot of depth there. I said to you, I wanted to see who started opposite from a Gilmore, a corner. I forgot that Jason McCourty was even on the roster. I forgot that he was back. Like, when I say I forgot, not that, you know, I mean, I just forgot to add him into the mix because there were so many freaking bodies that I forgot that he was there. Like, they got a ton of players on defense.
Okay, we'll reset our top thoughts on Andrew Luck. And I can sum it up by this. It usually goes something like this.
Don't you feel stupid?
It's something like that. After Hook's 90-second update, no commercial.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline MA.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.